Welcome back to Super Tuesday Recap. This is your host, Chris and Deep. I'm here, and we're here to review the season 5 finale of The Flash. What was it called? Legacy. Episode 22 of season 5. And we've already had the synopsis for it, but it's just Thawne wins again. I got nothing else, man.
Mine's like, you fucking, it was his fucking steak. What are you doing? You destroyed the dagger to save your daughter and still lost your daughter. You dumb motherfucker.
What did Ralph say last week? Thawne's plans have plans.
This is a very frustrating season for me. Not because it was poorly done. It was actually very well done. I know, like, when we get the season finales, it's easier to talk about the season than about the episode. We'll talk about the episode too. I want to talk about the season for a second. Holy shit. Really well done.
Yeah, it's a great show. Like, you know, you got an emotional weight. You're watching Nora disappear and also reject going into the negative speed force and then disappear. Like, you feel that. You feel it.
She made a choice. Yeah. That was heroic. She made a heroic choice.
Yeah, and it's earned. It feels earned. Yeah, they did a great job with that. And they made Cicada a real threat. And then they tied it to the ultimate threat, which is Thawne. And as Thawne said, I am the only speedster that knows how to manipulate the timeline to get what I want.
Yeah.
Bars and truth, yo. Bars and truth. He is. He's the only speedster that has been able to successfully manipulate time to get what he wants. And he's done it multiple fucking times now. Like, what are we supposed to do?
When y'all hear the word Thawne, everybody stop. Everybody just fucking freeze. Because this whole, like, we're going to hear the word Thawne, we're going to keep going forward thing, not working out the best. Like, Ralph got turned into a goddamn jigsaw puzzle to stop you the first time, and you still did this shit? Okay. Okay, Barry. All right, Bartholomew. I see you.
But honestly, at this point, I can't even blame Barry. I'm sorry. I blame Iris. I blame Nora.
I blame everyone involved except for Thawne. The only person I have applauded this entire episode is Thawne. Way to have a plan. Way to have commitment. Way to have follow through. Good job, Thawne.
Everyone
else in the show.
You have to give him credit.
Give Thawne his flowers right the fuck now. He beat death again from the future because of something he learned in the past. Let's go, Thawne.
Yo, when he gets his speed back and he pulls the zoom and kills all those cops by snapping their neck. Dead.
You're already dead.
Yo, I was just like, he just gets everybody just thought it's so good. You know? And then when Nora versus Tommy hits her with the clever girl. Just.
Yo, I laughed like, he hit it with the Jurassic Park.
He hit Barry with that. I know these aren't your favorite movies. But remember when in The Dark Knight, when Joker says to one of the police officers, like, you know, because he stabbed him, he stabbed their friends. He's like, one, seven. Yeah. Which one?
How many of your friends did I kill? Seven.
Yeah, but no. It's like when he goes, you know, it's almost like I knew them better than you. You want to know which ones of them were cowards? That's kind of what Thawne hits Barry with when he says, like, she kind of taught me how to have a daughter myself. And I'm just like, you got to kill him, Barry. You got to kill the man. Like, the only way this works, you got to kill him. You can't let this man live. He basically called your daughter. Like, I thought he was going to hit Barry with the, I kind of raised your daughter.
She's our daughter. I wanted him to call her our daughter.
I cared about her too. I love Thanyo. I'm sorry. Village Agenda's back. You know why it's
never
back?
Left.
You wonder why it's back? The Villain Agenda is back because at this point, you should have known. You should have known. I love that they pulled back in. Well, we had some observation about the Flash 100 episode. And we were like, yo, why did Thawne talk to, why was Thawne like, why did he act that way around Nora? And now we know. It's like he got a piece of information. It was like, oh, he gave me the information I needed to know so I can escape. He knew that at some point they would figure out that he wants the dagger destroyed. And his plan.
That's the craziest part. He knew he'd lose and he still was like, he knew they'd figure it out. And he knew the Mullins knew they'll still fuck it up. They're not smart enough to do the smart thing. Just stupid. Just stupid. Just dumb. I can't even be rational about this. Like, because it was a really well done episode. Hmm. Everything they did had pathos, from the weight of Ralph being actually legitimately hurt, to Vi being willing to save him, to Vi giving up his powers and revealing his identity, and his girlfriend not being a trope and like openly saying it.
Yo, I love that. That was a great moment.
She's like, I get it, dude. You're fine.
Yeah. Just like, I get the difficulty of it. We're not going to go down that route. And thank God. You know, and the only thing and again, I understand it, right? You know, end of his arc, you know, and he wants to give up his powers. But I kind of wanted him now to have his powers and be able to live with that, not having that trope of the girlfriend who's totally understanding of having, you know, somebody they're with, or a boyfriend.
I like that he found out that she'd be okay with it and he still made that choice. Yeah. I really did like that.
That's fine. Yeah. And again, it still works. And it kind of goes back to, you know, they subtly close his arc with him again confronting Thawne, and when Thawne basically says, it's like, basically Thawne basically looked at him and said to him kind of the same thing, same way he feels about Nora, which is like, yeah, I did something horrible to you, but in my own kind of weird way, I kind of love you, bro. Like, if I hadn't stuck my hand through your chest in that one timeline and killed you, you wouldn't have gotten your Vi powers. So in the end,
really wild thing about Thawne is that he really does love these people.
Yo.
He lives with, like, he's like, last time I spent 15 years somewhere that I didn't want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, he's such a, and again, you know, I think it also goes, and this goes to why, and it's one of the, people will say, and I know the show will wrap it up because they've shown us that they probably can with this, and close the loop on it. Why he's using Tom Cavanaugh's face, Wells's face, but we don't know the in show reason, but we know, and this is no knock against the other actor who plays Thawne. He did a great job because he was on Legend of Tomorrow and did a great job there, and is just as creepy and manipulative and stuff like that. But there's a way. Like, you know what it is? The other, and I'm sorry I'm forgetting his name, but the other actor who plays Thawne is, his Thawne is different. It acts different.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The Thawne that uses Wells' face, that's played by Tom Cavanaugh, he's scarier and creepier because it is Wells' face, and that I'm hurting you, but I do love you and care about you, comes off different, right?
Because, well, it's also because it's a face we've learned to trust. Like, I think the other one's played by, hold on, bear with me right now, I'm looking it up.
It's like Matthew something, I believe.
Matt Lancaster, I think?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. He's great.
Matt Lester, yeah. And the thing about it is Matt Lester is very good and very creepy and does a great Thawne, but you're right, it's the connection we as the audience have, and obviously the team has, to Wells's face.
Yeah. It's just, there's something about it, and the way, and it's also the way he delivers the lines. Like, he delivers his lines and the way that Thawne is portrayed, it's so much slitherier and creepy. It's just like the way he just looks at you, and you can just like, you can't tell. Like him just saying, calling Nora a little runner.
I love that Grant Gustin play. Like he could crush that man's throat for saying that.
Yeah.
Don't talk to my daughter.
In many ways, she showed me what it's like to have a daughter.
Motherfucker, I will kill you.
Like, I wanted Barry to kill him right then.
Barry just had to attack him, like, had to be done.
No other choices. You know? You know what it is? It's more justified? Is when, like, Team Arrow rallied around Roy after he killed them police officers. He's just like, we gotta protect him. Like, you look
at him. If he had snapped Don's neck, I'd have been like, you made a bad decision to get us here. You made a good decision to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because killing that dagger was a mistake.
Yeah.
As we're going to see reverberations of it, I think a lot sooner than fucking later.
No, absolutely. But here's another thing, too. And let's give, like, we obviously the team has a lot of fault here because they didn't. Like, once Barry found out that Thawne, he tried. I'll give Barry credit. He tried. Once he found out Thawne was involved, he understood the danger here. The rest of the team fucking didn't.
Look at it. Which is wild because, I mean, he killed Sisko.
Right. Right. Like, and to be fair, the rest of the team, when I say the rest of the team, I mean Iris. Because the rest of the team, because even the rest of the team really wasn't on something. They just didn't want to get involved in between two married couple. This is one of those ones where you know your boy is right, but you're not trying to get the wrath of his wife and stand in between that. And you're like, hey, bro, you're on your own. That's what this was. Because honestly, she had no, she was completely wrong on this one. But if you take that part out of it right here, Thawne's plan and what he did, they had no choice but to destroy the attack. He made it so they had no choice.
I'm not saying he didn't do it well. I'm just saying it's annoying.
Oh, no, it is. It is. It's just like, yo, how did you guys fall for it again? And even I love the fact that even Barry was like, God damn it. Like, we knew.
He tells Rob, he's like, look, we got to do what we got to do. Like, if this goes. But the thing is, I like that they had a plan.
Yeah, no, and they did. They were like, we're going to, like, Nora came in and tried to fix it up and have a plan of, we're going to fix this and there's a way we can.
I meant the immediately going to the future.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I meant that. But, like, the fact that they were like, we've got a plan, Thawne's like, motherfucker, I had a plan for your plan.
Yeah.
Knowing. Wheels within wheels.
Yeah. Because here's the thing, I don't think they ever established how that Grace got back. I mean, I think we kind of all just assume that Thawne was behind it and helped her, but like, how did that Grace get back? How did all these things work out to get to this point? You know?
I still think that's kind of be kind of plot armored away. I don't think they're ever gonna really get the intricacies of how we did it, but you're right, that's a question.
I don't think we need to. We really
don't need exactly. We don't need it.
Right. And so like you said, he's a master manipulator. He did everything. He did everything he needed to do to make it work and put a choice of you either let me go in the future or, and I think it was either Ralph that said, like either Ralph or somebody else said, it's like we either let him go in the future or we save all these metas in this present day. And I'm like, you got to save the metas. You got to do it.
Or you kill Grace.
Baby Grace?
I mean, pick a Grace, honestly.
Well, they couldn't kill adult Grace because she had them hands and that power, and they were.
I'm a war machine, man. I'm on that. Why don't you go back in time with Thanos and just, you know?
I just want everybody to know that the person who is trying to kill a baby.
If we ever had the hypothetical, would you kill Hitler? You're motherfucking right. I would. Right, let's get that Grace, out of the way right now.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, yeah, baby Hitler, yeah. But Grace wasn't
also,
baby Hitler.
Also, this is a Gordanian knot, right? They say either you save all the metas now or you let Thawne free in the future. And my thing is, yeah, when you're faced with an unfixable knot, what do? You cut the rope.
Yeah. Go straight.
Suffocate the coma girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a 12-minute episode.
Yeah. Yeah, because Thawne is Thawne, and now Thawne's out there. And I
created so many more problems than killing one innocent little girl would have done.
And I love the fact that in the end he basically looked at Barry like, "See you next crisis, Barry." Just
basically nothing. That's exactly what the fuck he said to him. Like, "See you next crisis, bitch." Yeah. You might as well call him a bitch.
I own you. I just
you dumb. See you next crisis, you dumb motherfucker.
I just erased your daughter.
No, you just erased your daughter.
Well, she erased herself. You erased.
Did she shoot? No. Barry shot.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Barry erased his daughter.
Yeah, you're right.
That was not Thawne.
Jesus Christ, man! Like,
Thawne is very, very good.
Like, just think about that. Think about how good that is. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one thing when I was like, okay, yeah, Thawne's gonna get out. He's gonna do all fine. But when Nora went to put her hand through his chest and he says, "So close, little runner, but it was never gonna work anyway," and she starts disappearing, I'm like, you son of a, you evil motherfucking genius.
I stood and applauded.
How can you not?
I appreciate good planning. I'm sorry. I'm a very organized person.
It's almost like
this is a man who knew what he wanted. He set a goal and he put out concrete steps on how to get there.
Almost like I hear a villain agenda coming here, but you know,
there's no agenda. This is me appreciating the infrastructure you put in place to pull this shit off.
The workmanship,
the sheer craftsmanship. Look at that. Not a Boeing anywhere on there. Just really a well built plan.
I mean. Because here's the thing, this, and in a way, it's so funny because, so, was it last season? Yeah, did last season start with Flashpoint, or was that the season before last?
Two seasons ago.
So remember that, there was a season last before. Last season
started with them in the Speed Force.
Yeah, so you have two seasons ago, you have Barry going with Flashpoint, showing just how much Barry doesn't know how to manipulate time. And then this season, you have, let's be honest here. Since 3 episodes, I can't remember whenever the satellite gets destroyed in season 4. From that moment on, it's all been a manipulation of Thawne. Every moment since then, ever since the satellite blew up last season. That entire timeline has been a manipulation of Thawne to get what he wants. How can you not appreciate it? How can you not recognize the greatness? I mean, wonderful. Fan-fucking-tastic. Just fan-fucking-tastic. Fantastic. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, that is a beautiful thing. And then you just get the Thawne just mocking them. And then still show, like, when they show up and again mocking Barry. Let's see how good of a teacher your daddy was. Splits off into two time remnants. And then basically goes on a chase and has Barry and Nora run into each other. Because he's a fucking G. Like. And then they're forced to let the Thawne go. Because Barry can only save his daughter by running her through the negative Speed Force. And even then, she's just like, I don't want to do it. But now Thawne's gone. So, I know at the end, Barry is basically saying that, oh, yeah, you know, it doesn't feel like a loss. It is. It's a huge fucking loss. Y'all lost, Barry. You lost a whole daughter. And here's the crazy thing. here's the crazy thing, too.
Cool, whole timeline.
Yeah, whole timeline gone. Here's the crazy thing, and we'll get into the basically the very, very final scene in a bit, but with what happened in that scene there, Iris might never get pregnant before Barry leaves, before Barry disappears.
Or it's another kid, different kid.
Or another kid, you're right, or another kid. So many of the crazy things. I want to save the last piece a little bit later because we'll do that and then head into Arrow later. But a couple of the things I want to talk about. We already talked about the Cisco thing. I appreciate, again, we mentioned before, you know, Captain Joe West. Sounds good.
Yeah, sure.
You keep thinking he's there and kill
him. I'm terrified for Joe West. Like, every moment he's going, you put Joe West in a bubble! Like, no.
Put him in the pipeline and just
go. Big belly burgers.
Just let it go. I also appreciate the fact that Captain Singh knew that Barry Allen was the Flash. Like,
it's like every time they, like, in every continuity when things are about to end, they're like, Gordon's like, Batman says himself, Gordon's too good of a cop not to realize who I actually am, and I keep forgetting that Clark works for one of the best newspaper men on the planet. Like, the people close to them know.
Right. 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 You know, and I appreciate when they were like, no, I'm not the Flash. Captain Singh going, I'm still a detective. Come on.
I'm a detective, Barry. Come on, lie to me, baby.
Come on.
You vanished for months at a time, motherfucker.
Right.
Some would say between seasons.
Right, right. When you were in jail, the Flash was gone too. Come on, bruh. Come on, bruh.
Yo, bruh. When you were trapped in the motherfucking Speed Force.
Right. And gone for like 6 months.
Yeah.
On sabbatical.
He didn't know.
Come on, come on. I'm not dumb. A lot of people know. So it's fine, Barry. It's fine. I appreciate that. I appreciate what they did with Sherlock. You know?
Yeah.
And then basically telling, you know, hey, you know, when they were like, hey, we're going to miss you and being a detective. It's like, no, you already have a good detective here. Because they did a great job with Ralph this season. Making him an active detective and leaning in and having him be the one to figure out and then sacrifice himself to be like, hey, listen, no, this is the plan. We got to figure out why Thawne's doing all this stuff and then figure it out and put all the pieces together. Like, I appreciate them making Ralph matter.
Yo, I also appreciate him looking up in the file, Dearborn, which is Sue Dibney's maiden motherfucking name. Let's go.
Yeah, I knew, and I was like, yeah, I know what we're doing. That's great. That's good.
Let's go. Now he's ready to meet Sue. This is the route that needs to meet Sue.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, this is, he's ready now. We already had that conversation with him.
Nose twitching on fucking mysteries and everything. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
You bring me Sue Dibney. You bring me to her. Bring her to me now.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that was great. So, you know, Cisco, we are talking about Cisco taking the cure. Caitlin Color Frost, they did a great job with her and giving her something to do and whatever new suit that, you know, Cisco created for her and Killer Frost. Like, we got some, they did it overall. They did a fantastic job this season. They did
a really good job of balancing everyone and then, like, paying a whole of stories.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely. And bring things together and connect things. All the things that we complained about last season, them not doing, they did this season. They did it well. And got to appreciate that.
Yeah. If a show legitimately, not just like because we like a show, but if it legitimately makes strides and adjustments, they adjusted to the breaks this year. They adjusted to, I don't know if they had more foreknowledge of the breaks, but they seem to have written around it a lot better this year. There was none of the herky jerkies of the season. The crossover felt integrated well. Like, I this is one of my favorite Flash seasons. And bringing in Nora, which is a breath of fresh air. That actress just absolutely encapsulated what that character is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And played off really well off of Candace Patton and Grant Gustin.
And Grant Gustin, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You know, you felt that. You felt them move. So when... it's like the little things too they did. Cause I remember they did a lot of this last season where they would do things and we were like, "You're not gonna explain that. That's like kind of a plot hole." You know, at first when they had Nora's journal system, they were like, "But no, if she's gone." And then it was like, when you just have Iris mention the whole thing about, "Oh well, And again, it doesn't 100% make sense, but oh no, it's a time language, and so it does not affected by the change in the timeline. It's like perfect sense. And then have her little her little message there. Again, none of that really kind of makes sense, but you kind of already you at least did something to set it up that made me go, you know what? Good enough. You explained it some kind of way. Even if the explanation doesn't 100% make sense, I'll take it. It's fine. And so having Nora leave that message for Barry and Iris, like, it was heart wrenching. Like you actually care. It hit you in the gut. Hit you in the gut. So, all right, let's talk about this last scene, y'all.
Told y'all, you fuck with time, it tends to fuck back.
So, that countdown to the crisis.
We've been knowing, Chris.
Of course, we knew.
This show was not gambling. They're gonna make it till 2024 before doing crisis.
Right. So here we go, 2019. This fall, gonna be a crisis, and we again once we hit this Arrow review, like it's gonna be massive. And
so here's my quick hot take: The future in Arrow is the already altered. It's, we've been watching the altered future all season.
Yeah.
We've been watching the compressed, altered future where the crisis happens this fall all season.
Yeah.
Like, I think their timeline won't change. I think the Legends timeline might.
Mm-hmm.
But the main places we'll see the effects are going to be here on Flash, because things that are supposed to take 6 years to happen are going to happen in about 10 episodes next year. I say 10 because the Arrows are all usually on the same calendar.
Yep.
And and if you're listening to this before the Arrow review, congratulations, you're listening in the order we recorded them. But yeah, we're going to cover kind of the implications there, because yeah, things, this episode of The Flash was a very good, very strong season finale. We wrapped up all the major themes and plot lines of the season while allowing us to place a catapult forward into the next one. And I will not be saying the same thing on the Arrow review.
Yes. I agree with that.
I'm not saying it's better. I'm just saying I will be saying the opposite on that route.
Yeah. 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 So, I'm it's going to sound fucking weird. I'm interested in what the future holds for the show. You know, because normally we get some hint of what's coming next or something, you know. And I will say this. So I think every Flash season has kind of ended on a tragedy now that I think about it.
Which is why I keep getting worried for Joe at the end of these fucking seasons.
Not wrong. I'm not
saying... They kill his dad like 3 years in a row.
Yeah. Now they kill his kid.
Yo! If Barry snaps and just becomes like the Dark Flash, I get it.
Yeah.
He's been through shit now, Chris.
Yeah. They've been through some stuff, yeah. All right, you got anything else you want to say about this Flash?
No, thank you guys for listening this season. We had another ball doing it. I'm very excited for this to miss this show.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Not because of quality, just because we're very tired people.
Exactly. Very tired. All right, so we're saying we're very tired, but then we also have Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Still coming in strong, coming in hot and strong. We'll be recording this on Sundays. And we have the mailbag in 2 weeks. So email us at mailbag@mtrnetwork.net. We'll read your emails on there. And, check out our Arrow review. Cause I think all these shows are going to be very interesting in those first 10 episodes next year.
Mm-hmm. I think we've evolved to a place with the writing rooms and all three shows that I trust them to land this plane. Because with knowing the 10 episodes, it becomes almost a worry that the focus will be too much on one thing. And honestly, whatever they decide to do, the story they decide to tell, I'm, for the record, here for it. But I think they'll do a better job of balancing it than they would have 2 years ago.
Absolutely. I'm there with it. Yeah, I agree with that. So, all right, folks. Thanks very much for listening. And until next time, we are out of here. Peace.